when I lost my dad just 18 months before him, curled up in fetal position, and for months, grief had taken me because I lost my dad suddenly. I was talking to my dad on the phone, and we had a 37-minute conversation, ended with saying goodnight, and 2 hours later, I was called to come because he was non-responsive. Now, that took the wind out of me. Now, my son's death took the wind out of me, but I chose to do different, and that's where I want to go with this. So here's my tips for you for today. There's three things we can do to create lasting change. Number one, we can have an epiphany, have an opening, an awareness. So we need to have an awareness, an eye-opening experience, and then we have to change our surroundings. In other words, change your environment. And then last, do little, small, simple things. Little, small, simple things.
You're listening to Powerful, a podcast that will provide you with solutions to ignite your superpowers, identify your limiting habits, and help you be more authentic. Hi, I'm your host, Bridget Brown Jackson. The episodes are cultivated with you in mind and teach us how to be intentionally powerful. It is declared that you are ordained for it.
Welcome, welcome back, Powerful, to another episode of Powerful. Listen, it's your girl, Bridget Brown Jackson, and I am so very excited to be doing this podcast. I'm so very excited that we're going to get into something today that's kind of personal to me. I want to talk about trust. As you being an amazing leader, first leading yourself before anything else. As I talk to people around the country, as I talk to people, as I talk to my clients, as I talk to, you know, different people that are even interested in looking at my coaching, my consulting, and all of those different things. Sometimes I'm always, well, not sometimes, always telling them about their blind spots. Be cautious of your blind spots. Be conscientious of your blind spots. Be aware of your blind spots. And so today I want to talk about trust. And I want to talk about it because that's my blind spot. I want everybody to recognize theirs. And the reason why I want to talk about this, yesterday I had an epiphany. I was going through some things. I'm in the midst of finalizing a book right now. And it will be out soon. So very excited about that. This is book number 7 for me. So very, very, very excited about that. But I had some epiphanies. And so I was journaling and writing all of that stuff down. And I wanted to share that with you, my listening audience. So
what would you do if one little change, one little small pivot changed the trajectory of your entire life? What would you do? Well, let me tell you, that's what happened to me and my entire life. Change for the better by making one decision to do one thing, and that was to become more self-aware. I'd love to talk to you about your awareness in your personal leadership and how you can grow that. Go to the link below, BridgetBrownJackson.com, and let's set up a discovery call. I'd love to talk to you, and I would love to see your life change with one small pivot.
Let's talk about it. So I came across this statement that I had written down. I don't trust. It's different than I can't trust. Now, my mentor said that. We were on a coaching. Nope. Actually, I was listening to one of his videos and he was talking about this. And then he brings it up later on in a coaching session. And he said, again, I don't trust is different than I can't trust. In other words, he was saying we can't get to the new if we can't forget the past. And so he was breaking that out. He was breaking that out because he's like me. He's a flight attendant. Now, when I say flight attendant, for those that are listening that don't know who I am, I'm a certified DISC consultant. And we have an assessment called the flight assessment that is based off of that same ideology. Now, instead of calling the letters the D, the I, the S, and the C, we call them the flight attendant, the grounds crew, the air traffic control, and the pilot. Well, my mentor is a flight attendant. I'm a flight attendant. And one of our blind spots or one of our limitations can be that we can tend not to trust because we're so people oriented. So if we get hurt, we get bruised, something goes awry, that's where it goes, right? Okay. And so where I'm going is because that's my blind spot, I have to work on that. And this hit me because I'm dealing with this in this moment, in this time right now, as I walk with God. God is telling me to trust him. So for those of you that know my story, you know, a few months ago, I lost my son, my 26-year-old son. And now I did the job. God, I trust you. Naked I came into this world, naked I go out. But at the same time, I still cry. I still mourn, still grieve. I still want to touch him physically. I want him to be here. I want to be his mama. I want to be able to do things for him like I was doing when he was living, right? But it's a trust walk and it's a faith walk that I'm going into right now. I'm going somewhere. I just need y'all to follow me. So in leadership, we have to identify what those things are. And so as I was saying, I have people come to me and they say, well, I'm not the leader. You do not have to be the leader, but you are a leader. All of us lead one person, and that's me, myself, and I. All of us lead ourselves. And as we lead ourselves, how are you growing and developing yourself? You can't grow and develop yourself if you are not conscientious, if you are not self-aware. You can't grow and develop yourself if you're not authentic, which I want to be both of them. And so I'm authentic. And I am self-aware. Therefore, this, when Dr. Eric Thomas, that's my mentor, he said, I don't trust is different than I can't trust. Ooh. So I can trust. It's whether I choose to trust. So I don't trust is not the same statement as I can't trust. And so I can't get to the new if I can't forget the past. Matter of fact, the scripture brings it up in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 18. And it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Now, that doesn't mean that we just totally forget the past, but we can't allow the past to run us. Now, I'll never forget my son. Absolutely never. He's a part of my heart. He made 26 years of indelible impressions on my life. But when I lost my dad just 18 months before him, curled up in fetal position. And for months, I didn't do everything that I needed to do. Grief had taken me because I lost my dad suddenly. I was talking to my dad on the phone. We had a 37-minute conversation. Ended with saying goodnight. And 2 hours later, I was called to come because he was non-responsive. Now, that took the wind out of me. Now, my son's death took the wind out of me, but I chose to do different. And that's where I want to go with this. So here's my tips for you for today. There's three things we can do to create lasting change. Number one, we can have an epiphany. Have an opening, an awareness. I love that word epiphany. When I've learned about that word back in my 20s, I used it every day because I just love that word. Okay, so we need to have an awareness, an eye-opening experience, and then we have to change our surroundings. In other words, change your environment. And then last but definitely not least, do little, small, simple things. Little, small, simple things. And so that's what I had to do. In the loss of Jesse, I had to do those things. And so what I did was, I praise my way through. My epiphany is when I start having that morning, worship is a choice. Okay? Y'all come on now. Y'all know I'm a minister. For the people that's new, you might be listening. Today's your first time. I'm a preacher. Okay? So worship is a choice. So I choose to worship. So I can't go down that total grief. Now I'm having grief. And I'm not telling anybody not to grieve. I have mourning periods. I'm not telling you not to mourn. But I'm saying where it gets to the point where it overtakes you. No, it doesn't get to overtake you. The Bible tells us that the water and the fire will not quench you. Okay? And then the second thing that I had to do is I had to get into support groups this time. I didn't do that with my dad. Did not do therapy. I did not get into grieving. I have found so many mothers that have lost their children, and especially those that have lost their sons, and we are connected. I don't know if you all remember good times when JJ used to say, we like pantyhose, wearing pantyhose is two sizes too small. That's how some of my grieving moms, that's what we did. We connected. And so I got into support groups because remember, you got to change your environment. And the third thing was, I said, you got to do small changes, little things, what I call tiny habits. And that's what I did too as well. So I started seriously journaling about it in my morning and my evening routine. So I have a journal. It's called the It's a Powerful Day Journal. And guess what it came out of? Losing my son, Jesse. Now, I was journaling before, but I was using other people's materials. And then God gave me the idea to create my own. Listen, when we're going through adversity, a lot of creativity can happen. So I just want to remind you of the three things. Have an epiphany. Have this eye-opening experience, right? Number two, change your environment. When you sit with winners, the conversation is different. And last but not least, do those little small tiny things that make a great impact. I love the Bible when it says the small foxes destroy the vine. Now that's in a negative because we always think the big things are the big things, but no, it's small things that happen. And I tell my clients that all the time. So if you can do those small things, if it can destroy, if it's the small foxes that destroy the vine, then guess what? The small imprints of greatness does great things too as well. All right, this has been my time. I'm so happy that you decided to listen today. I'm so grateful that you chose time to be here with Powerful. I always like to say, without you, there is no need for me. And so I'm very, very grateful. But the biggest thing that I'm grateful for is that you invested time in to grow and develop yourself. So again, I want you to understand that you need to find and identify what are those limitations, what are those blind spots that have the potential of holding you back, and make sure you do not let them. And so again, for me, one of mine is trust. And so I had to come to the revelation, there I go, can't talk sometimes. I had to come to the revelation that if I don't trust, I can't push past the past. And so I have a choice. Don't trust and can't trust is the same thing, because I can trust. Sometimes I just don't trust. I hope that hit somebody. So what is yours? If you'd like to know what your blind spots are, all you got to do is hit your girl up. Listen, I can give you that flight assessment. You can take it in 10 to 15 minutes and be on the way of changing the trajectory of your life. Again, all of that information is in the link below. If you'd like to find out more, hit your girl up. Again, it's been great to be with you. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And I'd love to hear a review from you. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And remember, you are powerful.